Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Former Wyoming Schools Chief Jillian Balow running for U.S. House. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Former Wyoming Superintendent of Public Instruction Jillian Balow announced Tuesday she is running for Wyoming's lone seat in the U.S. House of Representatives. Balow served as Wyoming's top education official from 2014 to early 2022, leading the department through the COVID-19 pandemic. Wyoming schools closed briefly in March 2020, but reopened sooner than many states, with Balow's office issuing statewide reopening guidance that summer. She resigned near the end of her second term to accept an appointment as Virginia's Superintendent of Public Instruction under Governor Glenn Youngkin. Balow stepped down from that post about 14 months later and worked in the private sector. Virginia media reported she received settlement payments totaling more than $266,000 following her departure. A fifth-generation Wyoming native, Balow was born in Laramie and raised in Gillette. In her campaign announcement, she said she is running to defend Wyoming's energy economy, protect constitutional freedoms, and promote parental choice in education. Her platform also emphasizes lower taxes, reduced government spending, and support for agriculture and domestic energy production. Balow becomes the third Republican to enter the race, joining Wyoming's Secretary of State Chuck Gray and businessman Reed Rasner. The seat is currently held by Representative Harriet Hageman, who is running for U.S. Senate. Lawmakers move to dismantle Wyoming Business Council. A key Wyoming legislative committee voted Tuesday to dramatically cut funding for the Wyoming Business Council, advancing a proposal that could effectively shut down the state's primary economic development agency. According to Cowboy State Daily, on a 9-3 vote, the Joint Appropriations Committee approved reducing the agency's two-year budget from about $94 million to just $2 million, only enough to wind down operations. Several lawmakers confirmed a separate bill is also being drafted to remove the Business Council entirely from state law. Supporters of the move said it's time for government to step out of the free market, arguing the agency has not been effective. House Appropriations Chair John Bair of Gillette said he believes capitalism, not government, should drive economic growth. Opponents warn the move sends the wrong message. Senator Mike Giroux of Jackson called the proposal a decapitation of the agency and urged lawmakers to consider the long-term consequences. Senator Ogden Driscoll of Devil's Tower echoed those concerns, saying Wyoming risks appearing closed for business. Governor Mark Gordon sharply criticized the committee's action, calling it short-sighted and warning it could harm Wyoming's future. Gordon noted the recommendation is preliminary and can still be reversed. All 93 state lawmakers will have a chance to revisit the issue when the legislative session begins February 9th in Cheyenne. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.